FM with Laura Fox
podcast.
I'm joined in studio now by Jennifer Rock. I am assuming, I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm assuming that you grew up being a massive Eminem fan.
100%. And now the baton has been passed to my son, who is now, so I'm not allowed to like him anymore because that would be very, very embarrassing. So I just silently like Houdini.
Also, though, you can really throw your weight around and be like, I was here first.
Yes, I was here first. I do that a lot, though, and it gets me in trouble, to be fair. So, yes. Well, no, he's allowed to like the artist.
Yeah, well, I'm happy that you're stepping aside to make sure that a new generation coming up.
Silently, Laura. Yeah. Silently.
Okay, we are talking all things holidays today because I know that a lot of people, it is the 10th of June, they are on the wind down, they're getting ready, they've got the holidays booked. And we are making sure that your skin is going to be looked after when you're in the air. Skincare in the air, Jennifer Rock.
It's a whole new club, a whole new altitude, a whole new high.
I need so much information on this because I obviously want to partake in it because the basic
I think you'll be like client 101, like you'll be the dream client. Laura, you must do this. Okay, perfect.
Okay, so airplane skincare has become a huge thing all over TikTok, is mainly where we're seeing it. Please talk to me about it.
So you're right, it's garnering like hundreds of millions of views across TikTok. So what is it? Essentially, the first ever quoted person that I can find to speak about it is Naomi Campbell, the supermodel. So and so if we look at her now, we're like, I might take some inspiration because she's definitely looking phenomenal. But ultimately, it's about how to look after your skin whilst you're literally so high in the sky. The altitude is different, and so it's impacting the skin in many ways, which we'll go through. But you're also much nearer to the sun, if you think about it. Like, you're literally, 35,000 feet above ground. So the first, I suppose, non-negotiable that I'd love people to think about is, and it's not the one that people want me to talk about. I will get to the more fun things in a moment, but the responsible piece is SPF. Definitely just to be aware of applying your SPF and making sure that you're applying before you get on the plane. Now, some people will say, and you can read articles online, some derms say, obviously, try and position yourself in the middle of the plane if you're on a long-haul flight.
Who wants
not
to sit
near
in the
window.
Middle?
I mean, do you have this fight with whoever you go with? Would you have the polite fight of, do you want the window seat?
It's nothing polite about it.
The window.
I'm going for the window.
So if you're a window seat gal like yourself and myself, then SPF is definitely key. There's no denying it. And ultimately, then, it's into what you choose to bring with you. So I'll always encourage people to have their face cleansed and ideally not much makeup on the plane. Now, I've been someone who has worked abroad an awful lot and I might put my makeup on going across, you know, to London or whatever. So look, it does happen that you'll wear makeup on the plane, but by and large, what you're trying to do is keep the skin as fresh as it can be. So what would I do if I was going on a plane, which I am in a couple of weeks' time and I'm very much looking forward to it. Firstly, I'm very aware that I'm oily prone. So some people that are oily prone skin, some people that are dry prone, they'll respond quite differently. Mm-hmm. So if you're, for example, dry, it ultimately means that we're going to try and get as much moisture into the skin as possible. But interesting, Laura, if you're oily like myself, you're still going to try and get a lot of moisture into the skin. So really what's happening is you have the top layer of your skin has something within it called moisture or water, and something happens called transepidermal water loss. Now, bear with. It basically means the water is evaporating from your skin. So when you're sitting on and, you know, you've got those beautiful, reach up if you can reach to the top of it, right beside where you put the bell, they have those beautiful fans that come out. All of that is just causing dryness, sensitivity and irritation possibilities to the skin. So what we're essentially trying to do is get that moisture back into the skin. So what I do is spritz. Now, a lot of spritzes have an ingredient in it called hyaluronic acid.
Yeah.
Hyaluronic acid we naturally have in our skin from 30 onwards. So for myself, it's on a nice little decline. But why do I love hyaluronic acid spritz? That it is like a drink for the skin. But there's a huge but and a huge caveat when it comes to airplane. Do you know? She's
well,
very excited over here.
I am very excited because don't you have to put hyaluronic acid on wet skin?
I'm very proud of you. That's exactly it. And brownie points. So you also ideally would put moisturiser or something on over it. So hyaluronic acid, amazing ingredient by and large when you're at home on land putting it onto the skin. But if you're not in an area where like there's no humidity as we know on the plane, then what happens is you're essentially drawing like the idea or the goal of hyaluronic that it draws moisture to the skin, but there's no moisture on a plane. It's such dry air as we know. So just make sure that if you do spritz, you put something like a moisturizer on over it. Lip balm's definitely something to consider if you think about it, especially if you're having maybe a tipple or two in the sky. Again, everything is adding to that dehydrated element. Getting as much water into it as you can is definitely key. But interestingly, a lot of derms will recommend that you get a lot of water into you, obviously within the correct level, but like your 2 liters of water in the lead up to it. So you basically don't wake up and then try to put the moisturizer on the top of your face and think, I'm okay. It's actually hydrating yourself from the inside out for the 72, 40 88 24 hours beforehand. Now that becomes difficult if you're having a little tipple at a Dublin airport to cheers your holiday. Hashtag
so are you trying to make sure that you're doing it like one-on-one, just like get the water in before you get up and flush?
I don't know if that's what they were going for, but
I'm being realistic here about what we actually can do.
But yeah, definitely hydrate, and then just being aware that if you're like myself and spots are a reality, there is actually a term called airport or airplane acne. So
yeah,
we know,
I used to suffer massively from this.
What happened to you?
Any time that I got on a flight, and obviously, look, I wasn't doing any skincare while I was on said flight. I would try my best not to pour makeup on if I could, but I would for days afterwards be suffering with like boils that would just come up on my face.
Yeah, so you're not on your own. Like, I was absolutely the same. So what people might automatically think of then is bringing something like a salicylic acid based pad, or sometimes I encourage people not to bring salicylic acid with them. It's an amazing ingredient, but it does make your skin more sensitive to light. So if you happen, like, your final destination happens to be sun, sea, sand and fun times, maybe don't bring the acid with you if you don't believe you're going to be as diligent with your SPF. There's lots of other options that you can use and apply that are antibacterial, but I still do bring those kind of exfoliating pads with me just to apply to the area, because I can almost feel them. Like, they nearly get their own passport while I'm sitting on the plane.
Well, they do have their own heartbeat
as well. But ultimately, the reason behind it is, if you think about it, your skin is being void of moisture. And so although moisture and oil are totally different, your skin almost in a sense confuses it and creates more oil to try to get more oil up onto the surface of the skin to help your skin's barrier. So you're creating more oil in that period of time.
Back
so
to
it's protecting itself, basically.
The hyaluronic acid and then the moisturizer on top. You described that, is it like kind of putting a lid in a lunchbox almost?
Yeah.
Is this what that
this
is?
This is my very old, like, this is back to loving M&M and the OG. But it's like a Tupperware lid, or exactly that. If you think about your skin has all this beautiful moisture inside, like a swimming pool, and you want to put the lid on it to keep it all in, then putting your moisturizer or even putting a hydrating mask. So not necessarily a sheet mask, you can do that, but I love like a traditional mask, which means that it's like cream you're putting out your fingers. So something with ceramides is what I'd really encourage people to look for if they're looking for hydration, moisture. It's good fats that go, like, they're literally good fats for the skin. They prevent that trans epidermal water loss they spoke about. They feel so comforting, they feel so luxurious. You can get them in mask, sheet mask, and you can get them in spritz. And keeping the skin hydrated when you have that oilier skin is definitely important too. So you'd want to see what I'm trying to bring through with my little
this
one
is what
bag.
I was going to ask. So what is in your skincare little lunchbox?
Well, I have really good friends that I flush my eyelashes at and say, would you like to take my skincare in your skincare and put it all together? So yeah, I will bring those pads that I spoke about, because I personally am that spot prone person. I will bring my SPF, a small one just to top up. And then I bring an old school mask, a nice ceramide hydrating gel based mask. I bring a spritz, I bring a moisturizer, I bring a hand cream, I bring a lip balm, and that's pretty much it.
That's not actually an awful lot.
It's okay.
It sounds like I know when you're saying it all out, but like the hand cream and the lip, they don't really count on the face.
Well, if you think of it, especially if you're going long haul, I suppose when you're going long haul with your hands, what typically happens is they give you those kind of disposable, or like they give you those cloths, or you're using a lot of hand sanitizer. And I know in the airport I'm definitely upping the ante on how much I'm washing my hands, sanitizing my hands. So just getting that moisture back into the skin is definitely key. And then I put a little bit of Vaseline around the inside of my nose, another tip I learned from a derm friend of mine. It just keeps a lot of the, I know we talk negatively about the air that's in the airplanes, but just keeping myself as well as I can. And then one thing I've really learned the hard way is when I land, I of course put my SPF on the like in the airport. I'm literally basically grounded and I'm SPFing everyone that I can meet and see. But I'm just careful with hot showers, because they do void the skin of further moisture. So if I've already just sat 4 or 5 however many hours on a plane, I am dehydrated, and then I land and I put more heat onto my skin in addition to the sun. So just having good, solid, they're not too expensive, skincare products that really hydrate the skin, like something as simple as the original aloe vera cooling gel, just to get moisture and calmness and anti-inflammatory back into skin, either in the plane or when you land. So it's all about getting the moisture back in, really.
I know we spoke about lunchboxes briefly there, but let's bring it to food ever so slightly. Like, what kind of like foods should we be trying to get into our diet that are going to help us?
Creams.
Great.
I wish. Look, it's the same premise that applies always to skincare, and everything's in moderation and living your life. It truly is. And especially when you've looked so look forward to going on your holidays, it's as anti-inflammatory as you possibly can. So it's your nuts, your seeds, your fish, your oil, which if you're going Mediterranean, it's probably, you know,
easy.
It's pretty easy to get. Yeah. And so tasty, and salads. So it actually is easy to make healthier decisions than we perhaps you know, give the countries credit for when we land. And then, of course, enjoying yourself by, you know, having whatever that looks like to you in moderation. But if you're having a lot of sugar, if you're having alcohol, if you're having, you know, that element of life and that kind of what we associate with holidays, it's just hydrate, 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 and have as much fruit, veg and all the colours to get that hydration back into the skin, back into the body, and every little cell is benefiting from it.
I always think as well, it's not about, you know, restricting yourself. It's actually about adding in.
Yeah,
because you sometimes kind of think, like when I go away on holidays, like all I'm craving when I'm by a pool is like chips. Like, you just want loads and loads of chips. But it's like, okay, add in a chips, I can get a burger, but just try and get a side salad, try and get some nuts as well. Yeah. You can eat the chocolate too, but just, you know, help yourself where you can.
Are you a savory person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why your chips. Whereas I'd be sitting there looking at the 2-year-old's ice cream beside me, wondering how and when is it possible for me to go.
I have no interest in that at all. We went to Greece before and it was like my body clock could tell exactly when lunchtime was, because we'd be in the pool and I'd be like, Brian, it's time for some gyros, let's go. You'd be like, how can you tell they haven't even started yet? And I'm like,
but
they're on the
like
way.
Like animals, you know, animals, right? I have animals. They're just so you're obviously in tune. Well, this is a whole different day's conversation, but glycation, and maybe we'll do it another time, but like glycation is basically a result of having too much sugar in your diet, and it manifests in the skin in terms of wrinkles.
Okay.
So, excuse me, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you get really close, particularly around the eye area, and you see a line that doesn't just go out horizontally but goes down vertically too, so it almost looks like a crossword or a hashtag, then that's usually caused by a lot of sugar in your diet at some stage. And even cordial drinks are you're guilty of it. Anyway, that's a different conversation that we'll be back to.
And also,
but enjoy yourself on your holiday.
That's
what
I was going
to
say.
It doesn't happen on holidays. Clinically proven. I wish.
A very easy thing to avoid that is just not get too close in the mirror as well, especially when you just enjoy yourself.
Put sunglasses on.
I have one more question about flights, because obviously we've talked about you know, masks and stuff. Compression socks, are they very important?
Oh my goodness,
I have them in a range of colours.
Oh Laura, I love you. Do you know what, my son is 20 and he went on his first of three. It's hard being 20 these days.
So difficult.
He went on his first of three lads holidays a couple of weeks ago, and I totally understand, for someone as young as that, he didn't want to wear the stockings because he thought he'd get teased, and you know the whole parent conversation of if they're real friends they won't tease. So I just think it's so important. So from a health perspective, definitely key, particularly as we know, we should be out and about and walking around, but it's not always easy to do that on a plane, depending on where you're seated and so on. And if you're dug into a movie, let's be real, so wearing those flight stockings is always advisable, and any doctor I work alongside says the same. And then from a skin perspective, it's not quite as proven, but it's helping the circulation and it's helping you stay healthy for sure. But still drinking your water, as we said, hydrating in advance and enjoying that movie and that chill time whilst you're there, so that you can get yourself ready for the best holiday ever.
Turn it into like a little moment as well, I think, is, you know, don't look at it as a chore, look at it as like, I'm doing all my little skincare bits on a flight, like,
oh,
getting ready
goodness.
To go.
100%. And look, it really does help you feel like the best version of yourself, and there's nothing worse than going on holidays and starting to feel a little bit run down. So I'll always say to people, like, up your vitamin intake, up your vitamin C intake, you know, really mind yourself. And electrolytes whilst on holiday were an absolute saviour for me last year, A, because I'm sweating because it's hot and I'm abroad, and B, I'm swimming an awful lot, so again, dehydrating my skin as well. And then, you know, I might have had a nice little bit of sangria or a tipple, which all done responsibly, but again, giving, like, bringing with me the tools the nutrients my body needs to mind itself, so when I come back from holidays I don't feel like I need another holiday.
Well, when you come back from holidays and everybody's looking at you being like, oh my god, you look amazing,
and fake it never make it with your tan. But we did that last
we did
month,
that so last month, yeah. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in. That was Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and the Skin Nerd, helping you get set to jet set
with Laura Fox podcast.